Now, Lord, we want to thank you that it's possible. We can say, I love him better every day. Amazing.
我们也感谢您，那就是这样是可能的。我们可以说呢，我们每天更爱他多一点，所以这是非常神奇的。
So help us, Lord, to understand the fact that God loves me.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们理解这样的事实，那神爱我。
And we probably should have sung it this morning, those simple words, I am so glad that Jesus loves me.
所以我们有可能今天早上要唱那样的一首歌，就是我非常高兴主耶稣基督爱我。
Now help us as we meditate on this wonderful thought, we pray in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您帮助我们，在这个奇妙的思维里面，我们的祷告是向上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
So I looked up, I guess I should have said amen, shouldn't I?
Amen.
Amen. I looked up the word love in the concordance this morning just to see what it said.
因为我今天来看了这个词的索引里面讲到的，看那个爱是什么。And I
learned a few things just looking at the concordance.
所以我看这个词的索引里面呢，学到了几样东西。I
was amazed. Way back in the book of Deuteronomy, we read a lot about the fact that God loves us.
所以呢，我感到非常惊奇的是呢，远远回到《生命记》里面，我们读到了很多的，就是神爱我们。Deuteronomy
is the story of the summary of God's love as we see it at the end of the wilderness journey.
因为那个《生命记》呢，是我们就是说是神对我们的爱的一个总结。当他们在旷野里的最终走完的时候，The
Lord had cared for Israel in their wilderness wanderings for 38-39 years.
所以主呢，就说是照顾他们，当他们在那个旷野里呢，就是流浪转了38年或者39年时。And
He reminded them that He had loved them during that time.
就在那个时候呢，他一直提醒他们，他爱他们。I
kept looking. I saw a lot of references to love in the book of the Song of Solomon.
因为我就去想一下，在那个雅歌里面呢，就是谈到了更多的关，谈到了很多的关于爱的。That's
not surprising. The book of Solomon, Song of Solomon, is all about the love of Solomon for the Shulamite.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个对我们呢是并不感到惊奇，因为雅歌里面谈到了大量的关于所罗门王对苏拉美的爱。And
you can understand a man loving a woman and a woman loving a man.
你可以理解一个男人爱一个女人，一个女人爱一个男人。I
was amazed to see that the word for love is used very often in the book of Proverbs.
所以我感到非常惊奇的是呢，就是说是在那个箴言里也大量的使用了爱这个词。You'll
remember we read it the other week, where the Lord says the first and greatest commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart and mind and soul and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself.
因为我们在过去的几天呢，在前面已经读过这样的，就是说是主耶稣告诉我们，就是说是第一重要的诫命，就是全心、全意、全魂、全力的爱你的神，并且爱你的邻舍。And
so, the book of Proverbs is all about our love for one another. That's very important.
所以箴言里谈到的爱呢，都是我们互相的爱，这是非常神奇的。
You're not surprised that when we get to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, stories about the Lord Jesus, we read a lot about love there.
因为你呢，也不会感到奇怪，就是当那个我们读到那个马太、马可、路加还有约翰福音的时候呢，在那几部福音里面谈到了大量的爱。
But I was surprised by this. The parts of the Bible that speak more about love than any other are the books of John, the Gospel of John, and then 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. The books of John, they're about love, and they're the most parts about love.
但是我感到惊奇的是呢，就说是在约翰福音里，还有约翰一书、二书、三书里面谈到的，就是说比圣经的任何其他的书籍谈到的关于爱的更多，在那里有很多的讲到爱的。
Now, my question to you is, and this is a question that scholars would know the answer to, maybe not you, when were the books of John written?
所以呢，就是说是我要问大家一个问题，这个问题呢，可能只有那些圣经学者知道，你们不一定知道。那么，约翰福音是什么时候写的呢？
And the Bible scholars tell us that John wrote his material the last of the books of the Bible. He wrote them at the end of a long life. Many say John lived to be over 90 years old.
因为大多数圣经学者说呢，约翰福音呢，它是在圣经里最后完成的一本书，因为呢，当时呢，那个使徒约翰呢，他活了很久，他有可能活了90岁。
And I say to myself, why would John write about the love of God at the end of his life?
所以我对自己说呢，为什么约翰呢，使徒约翰要在他生命终结的时候呢，写那个神的爱呢？
And I wonder if he didn't know the truth we were just singing. I think maybe John would have said, I love him better every day.
因为我就觉得呢，就是约翰呢，使徒约翰他可能不一定知道我们今天唱的歌，但是他会说呢，我每天更爱神多一点。
So I'm going to tell you the story about the fact that one day, many years ago, I went to visit an old friend at his house one morning.
所以呢，我要跟大家讲一个故事呢，就是很多年前呢，有一天呢，我去拜访我的一个老朋友，就在早上。
He came to the door with his wife.
所以呢，他开门的时候，他太太和他在一起。
I don't know how old he was. He probably was over 80, and his wife over 80 at that time.
因为我不确定他们当时年纪有多大，但是呢，他和他太太大概都超过80岁了。
And without any introduction or context, he simply put his arm around his wife and he said this to me.
所以呢，他没有任何的前面的介绍，也没有任何的接触的时候，他把那个手放到他太太的肩膀上跟我说。
He said, Harold, I want you to know, I love my wife.I love her more than I did when we first got married.
因为他说 ，Harold， 我要你知道呢，我爱我的太太，但是呢，我现在比我跟她结婚的时候更爱她了。
Well, I don't understand much about that because I've never been married. But I said to myself, that's wonderful. If I had a wife, that's what I would like. I'd like a wife I could marry, love more after 60 years than before.
因为当时呢，我的那个理解的不太多，因为我从来没结过婚。但是呢，我想呢，如果我结了婚，有一个太太呢，这就是我想要的。我要每天呢，多爱她一点。尽管说呢，结了婚60年以后了，我更爱她了，比当初。
And I ask myself the question, why would he say that?
所以我问我自己一个问题，他为什么要对我说那个呢
？And there's something about love.That grows.
所以呢，有些东西关于那个爱在不断的成长的。
Is it possible that I could love the Lord more every day?
所以这个是可能的吗？我每天可以多爱主一点呢
？Why would I love Him more every day?
为什么我每天要多爱主一点呢
？Because every day He would prove His love to me more and more.And more.
因为每天呢，他会向我证明他的爱更多、更多、更多。
Now, you probably know that there are two fundamental words for love in the Bible.
所以你有可能知道呢，就是说是有两个词关于爱是一个基础性的。
There are actually more than that, but we'll talk about two this morning.
所以呢，有可能比这个更多，但是今天早上我们要谈一下。
One is the love of kind, simple affection. I love that.
所以呢，就是说是一个呢，其实是爱呢，就是说我喜欢那个东西，说我喜欢这个，
It's natural love.
这是个自然的爱，
It's affectionate love.
这就是你感情的爱。
The Greek word is phileo, to love.
所以呢，这个希腊词是 phileo，就是爱。
And some of you have been studying Philippians with us. The word Philippians means lover of horses.
所以你们呢，有时候大家学过那腓立比书，腓立比书呢，就是说是爱马的人。
And some people, they just love horses, that's all.
所以有些人呢，他们就是喜欢马，这就是一切。
It's natural.
这是个自然的属性。
And the Lord is saying in the book of Philippians to those who naturally love horses, I want you to learn to love God.
所以主呢，在腓立比书对那些爱马的人说呢，我想要你们更爱神。
I want you to learn to love people.
我要你们学会去爱人。
And so, John says, listen, well, let's turn to the book of John. 1 John chapter 4.
所以使徒约翰是这样说，大家呢就是说是。
At the end of your Bibles, 1 John chapter 4.
那就可以翻到约翰一书的第四章，是在你圣经的后面。
1 John chapter 4. This is John. He's an old man. He's lived his life serving God, and he's learned to love him better every day.
所以这个是使徒约翰呢，当时呢，他在他的人生呢快要终结的时候，他是一个老年人，但是他呢学会了每天爱主多一点。
And so he's going to tell us a little bit about love. Verse 7.
他呢会告诉我们一点点关于爱的第七节。
He says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
第七节说了，蒙爱的人呢，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡爱的都是从神而生，并且认识神。
I said there were two kinds of love. I told you about one. The first one is phileo, to have an affectionate love.
所以呢，我告诉你们呢，有两类的爱。第一类的爱呢，就是说是希腊词是 phileo， 它是就是说是感情方面的爱。
And the other one is agape, which is a responsible love.
所以另外一个呢，就是阿嘎佩的那种爱，它呢是一种你有责任的去爱。
Okay, hard to distinguish the two in a mother.
所以对母亲来说呢，这两样很难分开。
A mother loves a baby.
你妈妈爱婴儿。
Very naturally with affection.
所以呢，它是非常自然的感情。
But a mother loves a baby with a responsible love.
但是呢，那个母亲呢，爱一个婴儿呢，也是她的责任的爱。
And that's a beautiful thing to see.
这是一个非常美的事情，你可以看到。
Now God loves us.
那神爱我们。
Both ways.
两样的方式。
For some reason, he loves us with an affection.
所以从出于某种原因呢，他带着情感爱我们。
And he also loves us with a responsibility toward us.
所以同样呢，他爱我们呢，也是他的职责。
And that's absolutely marvelous.
这是绝对奇妙的。
Verse 10.
第十节。
It says, in this is love.Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
第十节说不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
It's not so much that we love God, it is that he loves us.
也不是说呢，我们有多爱神，是因为神爱我们。
And the more that we prove that He loves us, the more that we experience His love, the more that we love Him back.
所以呢，就是说是我们呢，越多的他的爱向我们证明，我们越多的去经历他的爱，我们就越多的去爱他。
We love Him because He first loved us.
所以我们爱他，是因为他先爱了我们。
Verse 19, I believe, says that.
因为第十九节是这样说的。
We love him because He first loved us.
我们爱他，因为他先爱我们。
I remember this story, I heard it a long time ago, about the little boy who had a mother.
所以我记得这样一个故事，就很久之前听的这样一个故事，一个小男孩有一个母亲。
The mother had a scar on her face.
她的母亲脸上有一块疤。
And the little boy, as her mother, as the mother, as he grew, the little boy kept looking at the scar on the face and finally said to her, his mother, he said, Mother, I don't like the scar on your face.
所以当这个小男孩不断长大的时候呢，他能观察他妈妈，他看到他妈妈脸上的疤的时候呢，他说，妈妈，我不喜欢你脸上的疤。
And the mother said, well, maybe I should tell you how I got my scar on my face.
所以妈妈对她说呢，也许我应该告诉你我这个疤是怎么来的。She
said, when you were a little boy, there was a fire.
她当你是还小的时候呢，起火了。You
were in the house and the house was on fire.
所以你在那个房子里面，房子着火了。I
was outside.
我在房子外面。And
I said, my little boy's in the house, I've got to go and get him.
所以我说呢，我的孩子呢在里头，我要进去把他救出来。And
so she ran into the house, and she picked up her son, and she carried him outside, but in the process, the flames came, and they burned her face.
因为他冲进了那个房子，然后呢找到了他的儿子，把他呢背上冲出来，在冲出来的过程中呢，那个火焰呢烧伤了他的脸。And
the mother said to the little boy, the reason I've got a scar on my face is because I got that scar when I rescued you.
所以呢，那个母亲呢告诉那个孩子说，那我脸上这块疤是因为我去救抢救你的时候留下的。What
did the little boy say?
那那个小男孩会怎么说呢？
He said, Mother, I love you. I think you've got a beautiful face. Thank you for saving me.
这个小男孩说：“妈妈，我爱你，我爱你那个美丽的脸庞，因为呢，你拯救了我。”I
think that's why we love the Lord Jesus, isn't it?
这就是我认为这就是为什么我们要爱主耶稣基督，是不是呢？
Again, verse 19, we love him because he first loved us.
再一次，我们来读一下第十九节：我们爱他，因为他先爱我们。
How are we supposed to love him?
我们应该怎样去爱他呢？
Well, we're supposed to love him with an affectionate love.
所以我们应该爱他呢，带着情感去爱他。
But we're also supposed to love him with a responsible love.
但是我们同样呢，也应该带一种我们有责任的爱去爱他。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
对呢，格林多前书第13章。
What is responsible love?
什么是有责任的爱呢？
And we've got just got a few verses on this, and time is gone. We won't spend on it, but this is what it says.
所以这里面我们有几节经文呢，因为时间的关系呢，我们不会全部读。这是这些经文所说的。It
says God's kind of love toward us. And the love that we should have towards others is, verse 4, love suffers long and is kind.
这个里面的这里讲到呢，神对我们的爱和我们应该对其他的人的爱是这样的。第四节说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。Well,
that's not natural love, is it?
这个不是自然的爱，是不是呢？
Natural love doesn't suffer long, but God's love for us suffers long. And we should love one another in the same way.
所以呢，自然的爱并不恒久忍耐。神对我们的爱呢，是恒久忍耐的。我们应该对其他的人的爱呢，也是同样的方式。Love
is kind.
爱是恩慈。Not
always is it easy to be kind to one another.
所以这个并不总是容易对其他的人呢有恩慈。God
is kind to us.
神对我们是有恩慈的。So
I'm just going to read the fourth verse. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up.
所以我只是读一下第四节，说呢，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
That describes God's love for us.
这个描绘了神对我们的爱。
His love did suffer long for us.
他的爱对我们呢，确实是恒久忍耐的。
His love is kind.
他的爱呢，是对我们满有恩慈。
He's not full of envy. He's full of love.
他并不充满嫉妒，他是充满了爱。
He's not easily provoked when we do things that we shouldn't do. Amazing.
因为他并不是说是很容易的自夸，当我们做一些事情的时候呢，我们会自夸，这是非常神奇的。
He could have said, Harold, I've had enough of you.
所以他可以跟Harold说，Harold，对你来说忍受够。
You provoked me too far.
所以呢，就说是啊。
I'm leaving you, Harold.
他说呢，你已经对我来说呢太张狂了，我离开你，Harold。
He didn't say that.
他并没那么说。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not puffed up. He's not proud. He's humble. He says, Harold, I love you. I want to bless you.
他并不张狂，他呢非常谦卑。他说，Harold，我爱你。
After many, many years, probably 60 years after Jesus went to heaven, John says, I want to tell you about the love of the Lord Jesus.
大概呢，就是主耶稣基督升天以后60年，那个使徒约翰说呢，我要告诉你关于主耶稣的爱。
Why did he say that?
他为什么要那么说呢？
He said, you know, after 60 years, he still loves me.
他说呢，在那个60年以后呢，他仍然爱我。
After 60 years, he's still kind to me. Every day, kinder than he was the day before, because I'm able to receive a little more.
所以呢，就是说在60年以后呢，他仍对我仍然有恩慈。那么说他的恩慈呢，每天都会多一点，因为我能够感受到他每天多的恩慈对我。
We're thankful that God loves us.
我们非常感激神爱我们。
What should our response be?
那么我们的回应应该是什么样子的？
It should be, I love him better every day.
我们的回应应该是呢，我每天要多爱他一点。
Lord, we want to thank you that Jesus loved me and still does.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您呢，就是主耶稣爱我，他仍然爱着我。
Would you help us, please, to love you in return and to love those that are around us?
所以呢，求您呢帮助我们去呢，回报您的爱，并且去爱那些我们周围的人。We
want to thank you that the whole of Christianity is built around this one simple word, love. Jesus loves me.
所以我们要感谢您的所有的这样的基督精神的建立在这样一个简单的词上，就是爱主耶稣爱我。We
thank you, Lord, and we pray that you'll help us love you and love others.
所以呢，就是说是主啊，我们也感谢您，求您的帮助我们呢，多爱您，也爱周围的人。And
we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.